Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text on which we are meditating today comes from the book of Acts, chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Grecian Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. So far, God's word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It was Sunday morning at Peace Lutheran Church. Pastor Ron Jackson stood in the pulpit reading a Concordia pulpit sermon manuscript to his congregation. He felt bad about having to read someone else's sermon, but once again, he just hadn't had time to write one of his own. All his energy and effort over this past week had once again been spent teaching the religion classes over at Peace Lutheran School. This is how it happened. Reverend Ron Jackson came to be the pastor at Peace Lutheran Church over 2 years ago, and the major reason he accepted the call was the school. He loves to teach and is a strong advocate of Christian education. Passionate about his positions, he nevertheless is always careful not to offend anyone. He hates conflict in the church and actively seeks out ways to avoid it. Ron takes his divine call seriously, and he believes that as the pastor, he needs to be actively involved in the teaching of any religious material in the church and in the school. He runs the Sunday school teachers training program. He teaches all the junior high and adult confirmation classes. And for 2 months now, he has been teaching all the religion classes in grades 1 through 6 over at the school. In spite of his strong feelings in these areas, Ron hates conflict and seeks to avoid it whenever possible. In order to arrange for his teaching of all the religion classes in the school, he visited about this with his board of elders, and he persuaded them to approve the plan and then go over to notify the Board of Christian Education so that they could notify the teachers. When Ron deleted the children's sermons from the Sunday worship service, he also asked the board of elders to make the change and announce the decision to the congregation. This they did, supporting their pastor's decision, even though it heightened tensions between the church and the school to an almost unbearable level. Under the previous pastor, the principal of Peace Lutheran School, Mr. Bob Bach, had been given the responsibility of teaching the 7th grade confirmation class and delivering the weekly children's sermons during worship. As a gifted and mature Christian, also dedicated to Christian education, Bob had appreciated and loved and excelled at both these tasks. He saw himself as a good team player on a very important team. He loved his ministry, and he respects the pastoral office. Not one to mince words, however, Bob has always believed that if there are problems in team ministry, then it's always best to cut to the chase, shoot straight with other people, get the issues out on the table, and aggressively work through them until agreement is reached. This straight-on approach to problems is one of Principal Bob's greatest strengths. Yet it also gets him in trouble. You see, when dealing with an issue, Bob generally comes on hard and he comes on strong. He has a strong personality and an organized mind. He gets his ducks all in a row and then he marches them straight at you. He is very persuasive. And whenever people disagree with him, he seems to have the knack of getting them to see his point of view and then winning them over to his side. He can be abrasive, however, and many find him intimidating. Some, including Pastor Jackson, have even thought that the manner in which he disciplines the school children to be somewhat harsh and unfeeling. This is yet another reason why Pastor Jackson has been trying to avoid Bob. He just does not like his style. So it happened one Sunday morning at Peace Lutheran Church that Pastor Ron Jackson stood in the pulpit reading a Concordia pulpit sermon manuscript to his congregation. He felt bad about having to read someone else's sermon, but because all his energy and effort that week had been poured into teaching the religion classes over at the school, that was all he had time to prepare. Halfway through the sermon, when he finally lifted his nose out of that sermon manuscript to come up for air for the first time, Ron noticed a flash of movement along the back wall of the sanctuary. It was so unexpected that he paused for a moment to get a better look. When he finally focused in on what was going on back there, he could hardly believe his eyes. For there, at the back wall of the sanctuary, stood Principal Bob Bach, one of his hands up against his forehead like this, and he was waving. Waving just like this, looking for all the world like some deranged one-antlered moose. Well, Pastor Ron could hardly believe it. "I wonder how long this has been going on," he thought to himself. "What childishness, what disrespect, what unmitigated gall. Imagine a grown man acting like that in a corporate worship service like this." "Excuse me, Mr. Bach," he exclaimed, "but would you please stop that inappropriate behavior and find yourself a seat?" A hush fell over the congregation, and everyone turned around to see what was going on. Taken totally by surprise, Principal Bach was caught in mid-wave. His face suddenly flushed a bright red. He dropped his hand to his side and sheepishly went off to find the nearest seat he could sit down on. "Thank you very much," responded Pastor Jackson in a condescending tone. "We'll have no more childish outbreaks like that in here ever again." No sooner had the words left his lips, however, than a toddler from up front in the sanctuary started screaming uncontrollably. No matter how much this child's mother tried to comfort him, he simply would not be quiet. And to make matters worse, she didn't seem to know that the right thing to do was to take that noisy kid out of the sanctuary and back into the cry room. Well, in all honesty, she didn't know to do that at all. She didn't know much about anything about church in general, or Peace Lutheran Church in particular, because that was her first Sunday ever to attend. She had arrived late And this being a Lutheran congregation, of course, there were no open seats in the back. So she had had to come forward to find some place to sit down. Pastor Jackson was so busy reading his sermon that he didn't even notice her come in. Her child was restless right from the beginning, and the only reason the little guy hadn't gone ballistic earlier was because of the funny man standing up and back, waving at him, looking like some deranged one-antlered moose. Pastor Jackson attempted to read on, but it was very difficult to read over the noise. The man sitting next to the young woman with the high-volume child finally became so exasperated that he stood up and started shaking his finger at her. "As the chairman of the board of elders here at Peace Lutheran Church," he said, "I beg you, please take your child out of here so that we can listen to Pastor preach." "You mean read," interjected the chairman of the board of Christian education from the other side of the aisle. "The man hasn't preached to us in 2 months now." "Show some respect for our pastor," the elder shot back. "You show some respect for our principal," came the reply. That's when the fight broke out. The two men lunged at each other and started wrestling right there in the center aisle. "Sacerdotalist," one shouted at the other. "Functionalist," came the immediate response. It took Pastor Ron, Principal Bob, and all the on-duty ushers just to pull the two men apart from each other. The young woman with the noisy child scooped him up and ran down the side aisle in tears. And so there stood the principal parties in the middle of the church, silent, looking at each other. What had happened to Peace Lutheran Church? It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God. Brothers, you can't do everything. What is more, God knows that you can't do everything, which is why He has made others available to you to help you. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. This Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies you and me and all God's people. By grace through faith, He makes us all a part of the church, a part of the very body of Christ. What is more, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be, so that the whole church can devote itself to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer, and so that the whole church can work together to make disciples of all nations. There is enough responsibility and challenge and adventure here for everyone. And the Lord has poured out His gifts and talents and abilities on all His people in order to accomplish this. So it is that as the people of God use their God-given gifts, the ministry of the Word is supported and expanded and does not return void, but causes there to be a great harvest. After the fight had been broken up and everyone went home, Pastor Jackson and Principal Bach, as leaders of the congregation, knew exactly what they had to do. They met privately with the Board of Elders and the Board of Christian Education. It was an open and honest time of confession and absolution and healing. It was decided that it was time for the teachers to start teaching the religion classes in their classrooms again. After their meeting, both Ron and Bob sought out that young mother who had run from the church in tears earlier that morning. They sought her out and they apologized to her for their behavior. They asked for a second chance to serve her and her little boy, and they promised that if she came back, things would be different. She thanked them both for their visit, but she gave no indication whatsoever whether she'd ever be back again or not. The next Sunday, before the worship service began, Pastor Jackson, Principal Bach, the chairman of the Board of Elders, and the chairman of the Board of Christian Education stood in front of the congregation. Each man took his turn to personally confess before the saints there gathered all that he had done to hurt and harm the peace, unity, mission, ministry, and reputation of the church. And after each man spoke his confession, each man heard the congregation proclaim these words: "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we forgive you all your sins." It was a tearful time, a tearful time of healing and joy and thanksgiving. Later that morning, Principal Bach gathered children of the congregation around him and delivered one of the best children's sermons that just about anybody could remember. The choir sang, "There is peace, peace, perfect peace in the love of Jesus now." Pastor Jackson stood in the pulpit and preached God's word, speaking to his people from his heart, sharing with them the very heart of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. When the young mother and with the little boy came in late, he noticed, and he gave her a little wave. And when that toddler started to fuss, Pastor Jackson smiled because he could see his good friend and partner in the ministry, Principal Bob, standing up in the back and waving at that little guy like some deranged, one-antlered moose. On that Sunday morning, Peace Lutheran Church lived up to its name. By the power of God, by the grace of God, they beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. The wolf and the lamb and the leopard and the goat and the calf and the lion all laid down together. And the ministry of the Word of God was honored and supported. So, the Word of God spread. The number of disciples increased rapidly. And a large number became obedient to the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.